I'm excited to share my journey with you today. A somewhat unusual career path. It's a path from pondering the mysteries of knowing ourselves and the world around us to navigating the complexities of research funding. Let me start by introducing myself. I'm Michael Solberger, and my story isn't your typical academic tale. I began my career with a PhD in analytical philosophy, delving deeply into areas like perception, epistemology, and cognitive science. Instead of sticking to the traditional academic route, I made a shift from conducting research myself to supporting other researchers in their work. I wanted to remain part of the research landscape, but in a new role. My background includes experiences at institutions like Freiburg, Lausanne, Canberra, and Oxford. Over the years, I gathered insights into how research projects operate. Eventually, I joined the University of Bern's Grants Office, where I spent 8 years as a grants advisor. This role wasn't just about pushing papers. It allowed me to see firsthand how research funding actually works. Throughout those years, I encountered a vast array of proposals from many different fields. I learned to understand and convey complex scientific content. My background in philosophy helped me grasp the core aspects of each project, going beyond surface details. In my current role at FOMA, the Office for Research Management at the Faculty of Human Sciences at the University of Bern, our work encompasses more than just securing funding for projects. We focus on building relationships, serving as connectors, and helping researchers succeed. At FOMA, we promote collaboration among researchers, bridging gaps that allow them to connect and innovate together. Reflecting on my journey, I see a pattern. Outside of work, my personal passions, like climbing and bouldering, whether indoors or outdoors, serve as a physical counterbalance to my intellectually demanding work. Climbing requires problem-solving skills, risk tolerance, strength, and endurance. These qualities are invaluable in my approach to supporting researchers. Another important value I bring to my work is a constant awareness of how little I truly know, coupled with a commitment to staying open to new information. In the field of research management, where ideas constantly challenge assumptions, this mindset is essential. Whenever I see a proposal, I approach it with a readiness to learn and a willingness to go deeper. One phrase that I live by is cognosce te ipsum, know thyself. This ancient saying resonates deeply with my journey. It reminds me that before we can truly understand the world around us, we must first understand ourselves, our weaknesses, biases, and the limits of our knowledge. At FOMA, I support researchers by helping them improve their ideas, clarify their goals, and build collaborations that propel their work forward. My years in the grants office laid the foundation for this work, teaching me about the challenges researchers face, the importance of collaboration, and the value of clear communication. At the end of the day, my journey reminds me that knowledge isn't just something you acquire, it's something you build and share. It thrives on collaboration and a willingness to challenge assumptions. My goal is to foster a culture of openness where researchers feel supported and where groundbreaking ideas can flourish at the intersections of diverse perspectives. So, as I wrap up this part of my story, I'd like to encourage you to remember the importance of knowing your own strengths and weaknesses and staying open to other perspectives. After all, it's not just about what we know, it's about how we approach the process of knowing. That, I believe, is the main lesson from my journey.